Have you been considering taking your horse or Western photography passion to the next level? Hi, it's Kara with Cowgirls with Cameras, and I want to tell you about our Cottonwood Ranch Photography Experience in August. This experience is a workshop, portfolio builder, business clinic, and gathering set in the majestic scenery of the Nevada Mountains. This event is learning intensive and full of shooting opportunities that feature ranch work, Western horses, cowboys, cowgirls, horses, and dogs. You'll walk away feeling more confident in your camera editing and business skills, shoot a few thousand images, and gain new friends in the process. Our events are always focused on collaboration over competition, and our three instructors, myself, Kim Beer, and Phyllis Burchette, are all deeply passionate about seeing you reach your photography goals. To learn more about this event and other photography adventures we have coming up, head over to cowgirlswithcameras.com.
It's time to laugh, learn, and take your photography to the next level with your favorite Cowgirls with Cameras, Kara, Kim, and Phyllis.
Welcome to the Cowgirls with Cameras podcast. I'm Kim Beer with Kim Beer Photography and Be More Business.
I'm Kara with Fast Horse Photography.
And I'm Phyllis with Phyllis Burchette Photo. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. You know what I woke up this morning thinking about you guys?
You were thinking about us?
Well, of course, I wake up every morning thinking about you, Kara. You're my first thought in the morning.
I was like, that's so sweet. That was so sweet of you.
And I took that a whole different way.
Oh, gosh. I'm not going to ask further questions. But here's what I was thinking about this morning. Spring is in the air around here, and I am so excited for our summer trips, and I'm particularly excited to get back to Wells, Nevada, to the Cottonwood Ranch. And I was thinking about that morning where in the beautiful morning light, like right now, it's just a touch chilly here. And it was just a touch chilly there because it was getting ready to get into fall, and it had that beautiful feeling to it. And the golden light was bouncing up over the hill, and it spread across that beautiful field of grass and just lit everything up. So gorgeous. And we were out there at just the right time to catch that. And the herd of horses came running at us, and they kicked up a big old flock of birds that were flying with the horses and the grass and the sun. It was just the most amazing and magical experience. And I'm so looking forward to getting back there and doing that again. And I'm curious, because I also was thinking, when you think about our Cottonwood Ranch retreat and experience, what is your favorite part of that? Favorite memory, favorite shoot location?
Wow, Kim, that was pretty cool because you just put me right back there in that scene. Thank you for that. That was a nice way to start the day there. You're right. That was very magical. It was beautiful. I mean, I kind of got the birds, but not like you did. Your image that you got was way better than mine. That was really beautiful. I, like you, my favorite part is the big herd of horses running, and I love that when they're running through the grasses, but my favorite part probably is when we're back by the branding pins in the back, and it's sun's kind of like the sun's going down behind them. And so we have that backlit dust.
The dust.
The horses running. Oh, man, that's so, and the cowboys are kind of leading. I love it when you have a cowboy in the lead, you know, then the rest of them are kind of pushing the herd. And I just think that's so cool. I think Marcus, that one picture I have of Marcus from last year was like one of my all-time favorites from that whole, you know, from the ranch. I have so many favorites from that ranch, but that was one of my big favorites. And just all the dust and the backlighting, and that was so cool. Yeah, I love that.
That's awesome that you both picked herd images. Like, you're thinking about the herd scenes, because for me, those were, I mean, always epic. The dust is epic. The light's epic. The birds, like, can we try to order the birds again this year? Like, do you think that they would just be nesting in that field? But my favorite is on the adventure shoot that we took. Do you remember when we drove up the mountain on, it wasn't a road, it was a way.
Yeah.
And we
Kyle
drove
with
over all the
way.
Rocks, and we got up there. Yes. And we had like a 360 degree view of the scene. And they brought the pack string up, and that was the most incredible sky, the most incredible sunset. And I had never in my life been able to photograph a string in an epic location like that. Like, it was just so stunning. Man, I'm ready to go back. You're right. Let's do it.
Yeah. I had loved the adventure shoot too. I loved as much the shooting as I did the camaraderie of getting up that with the four-wheel drive, and the banter in our truck was priceless. And I was laughing so hard at just the general sense of adventure and fun that we had. And we do have some spots left for this event, and it's such a special event. It's such a special location. The people are so amazing, and we would love to have one of, you know, you guys to come with us. We're out there in listener land. So if you're interested in coming to this experience with us, it is a learning intensive experience, which means that you're not only going to get the beautiful horses in the field, hopefully with birds ordered this year, and the backlit dust that Phyllis loves, and the adventure of just being at Cottonwood in general, but also adventure shooting. There's learning intensive too. You're going to get to learn from us, and we meet you at the level that you're at. If you're a beginner, we'll meet you there. If you're growing your craft, we'll meet you there. If you're a seasoned professional, we'll meet you there, peer to peer, and deliver knowledge about what we know about shooting the Western lifestyle and horses, and any type of tips or tricks that you would like to learn from us about any subject related to photography or the business of, or art of, or creativity of, or blocks into the world of photography. So check it out on our website. Other than that, other than my beautiful wake up this morning, what have you guys been up to?
I'm trying to remember what I have been up to. Well, gosh, I just got to see Kara again, Kara and her family. Yeah, last weekend, my good friend Suzanne and I took a trip back to St. Augustine and stayed with Kara for a couple of nights. We went to, my whole focus for this particular trip, however, was birds. Well, for at least that leg of the trip. So we got to go back to the alligator farm there in St. Augustine, which is so amazing. If you've never been, there's a rookery there at the alligator farm, and we got spoonbills and, gosh, just every kind of shorebird, just about, great egrets. Oh, I love the snowies. They are just so, they're so fun. I love to, and I try to focus a little bit more on video this time than I have in the past. So I'm anxious to hopefully get to working on those. But we went from there to Jekyll Island and got to do some landscape photography on Driftwood Beach. And we rode bikes and we hiked and we ate too much, a lot of seafood. So we had a great trip. Oh, and I have to give a shout out to the great place, DJ's Clam Shack in St. Augustine, for their amazing lobster rolls. Lobster. Yeah. Trying to get more art images finished for my publisher. I've had several mentee Zoom sessions, which are actually really good for me when I get back from a trip, because it helps me to get back on track, kind of. So I'm looking for my clients to help me get back on track. Yeah, that's what I've been up to. What about you, Kara?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. We're recording this right around Easter, so I am currently trying to survive Cadbury egg season. I cannot walk into a store and get out of the store without one or two in my basket. So I'm struggling a lot with the Cadbury egg season. They're very present in my life right now, which is not great for my waistline and hauling around cameras and stuff like that. So once that's over, I'll be real happy. I had this whole conversation with my son about, we can only eat these Cadbury eggs during this time of year. So as soon as Easter's over, then we'll be able to move on and get out of this Cadbury egg season. He goes, but Mom, I bet we could find them on Amazon. And I'm like, no, that's not how this works. They're only here during the season. So we had this whole conversation. But other than that, oh, our book is out. So that's probably the big thing we've been working on this week. It's
oh my gosh, how did you forget that in the middle of Cadbury egg season?
I know, I have a copy of it right here sitting next to me on the desk. The book that I co-wrote with Betsy Bird of Ride the Sky Photography, Equine and Equestrian Photography Poses That Sell, is available right now on Amazon, and I've got a hard copy in my hand. So I'm super stoked about that.
Woohoo! That's exciting.
I know. God, it feels like a lifetime that we've all been working on it, right, Kim? I know you've been right in the middle of it. So other than that, big news, I've just been in full-on editing, just nonstop. I've got the claw hand from holding the Wacom tablet pin, and I'm just in full on editing because I'm full on in portrait season in the spring here in Florida, with probably another month to go before it lets up and I take a break for the summer. So it's crazy time. So what about you guys? What about you, Kim?
I have been giving classes, a lot of classes on marketing, some fun stuff on, like in April, I'm doing a dream theater workshop where we get to interpret dreams. So I'm living in my element. Living in my element and cooking up some stuff for our audience, which I'm not going to announce quite yet. Kira and I talked about it and we need to coordinate a little further on some stuff I think we're going to offer you guys. We got to get Phyllis's buy-in, but I'm super excited about working on that as well. So that's a little teaser for the future. But primarily in my world, I've been teaching classes and also just preparing for spring around here. It's going to be horse session time here pretty soon. And yeah, so getting everybody back in the swing of things around here has not been easy this year for me. I think it's my energy level that's down just because I've had so much stuff to do out of the office and in Kansas City, and I get back here and I just want to sit on the sofa so for a while.
It's crazy that you're just getting started with your spring and I'm full-fledged living in it for a month at least now.
Yeah, that's the difference between the east coast of the country and the middle of the country.
The southeast anyway.
Yeah, we had snow in Kansas City earlier this week, I think on Monday. Technically, we're calling it third winter at this point. We usually don't make it to a fourth winter, and so I'm hoping that doesn't happen this year. Today, I'm going to go ahead and introduce the topic. I think we're all done with the catch-up, right?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Oh, good deal, because we're always ready to talk about a good topic. So today's topic is actually a topic that is chosen by our community. So Kara put out to you guys, what do you want us to talk about? And she gave you a few choices, and this is the choice you all picked, which is understanding better how to tell better stories with your photos. And I am a writer. I studied creative writing and I studied the structure of a story. And to be honest, as a photographer and all of this time I've spent photographing and telling stories with my photos, it's really not that different in the breakdown and the process of how do you tell a story. A story really has the same components, whether it's a visual story or a story that's written or a story that's told through video on film, or even a story that's necessarily told through a song or a poem, or in all of the ways that we tell stories in our world. So I'm going to give you a little bit of an idea of the structure of a story. And maybe you've never thought about your photography in this way. And if that's the case, I would love for you to start thinking, hey, how could this help me in my photography be able to bring story deeper into my images? And if you are already considering the story factor in your shooting and in your images and in your editing, then maybe this will help build that a little further. And I think Kara and Phyllis have some great advice for you as well on building the story factor in your images. So stories represent visually as a curve. At the beginning, there's stasis, like we go into the story in a set, right? So it's basically a upside down, well, it's a bell curve. That's the easiest way to understand it. So you go in at the beginning and then tension and the parts of the story, the characters, all of the things in the story start to build. And it builds towards a climax, which happens kind of at the top of the bell curve. And actually in the story bell curve, it happens just a little bit after the top of the curve. And then it falls back down into stasis again on the other side of the bell curve where we have the end or the resolution. What we often know about stories is they have a beginning, they have a middle, and they have an end. So in the beginning, what you're looking for is where do you want to tell your story in your image? Like, where does the story begin? Where do you want your reader's eye, or your viewer's eye in this case, where do you want that to fall on the image first? And composition wise, there's a lot of techniques you can use for this. We've had some episodes and some advice around composition, but composition wise, there's some ways that you can manipulate the viewer's eyes. There's some natural places that a viewer's eyes go in a photo immediately. I can tell you one that's really important is we tend to look at the lightest part of the image first with some of those little caveats in mind. When you're looking at the image, think about where do you want the focal point to begin? Where do you want your viewer's eyes to start? And then where do you want them to wander from there? And that's the middle of the story because we tend to look around an image. So we want to have them look through the image. And this is the part of the story that builds the tension. Now, a lot of people think of tension as something that's negative. It's not. In our work, particularly in equine photography, tension is connection. It's the thing that builds the emotion of the story. And then we look for where do we want our viewer to leave this image? Where do we want them to exit the actual physical image? And what do we want that end result to be? What's the resolution, the theme, or the lesson of this image? What is it that we want our viewer to leave with once they've viewed the image? And any good writer is going to tell you that in order to tell a story, there's some other elements you need to think about. Who, what, when, where, and why. I mean, I know you guys learned this in grade school. The same things can be asked of your image. Why should your viewer be invested in this image? The reason they're drawn to it, what gets them? For most of us, it's the horses, right? Horses are a universal connection among a large population of humans. And just seeing a horse in an image is an investment for us to look at that image. How should your viewer be invested? What's the feeling that you want to evoke with this image? What's the feeling in the story that you want to evoke? Who is the image for? So who is the target market? Sometimes the story you tell is private. I think about the images I see Kara take and how those are private stories that no one would understand, but that horse is human, right? So who is it for? Is it for a larger audience? Is it for just one person? What story are you telling? And in this case, really, we're going to look at another version of the who. Whose story is it? Is it the horse's story? Is it the human story? Is it the relationship between the two? Is it the relationship between the horse and maybe a cow? Is it a relationship that's a triangle? I mean, there's all sorts of shapes and relationships that you can make. And when is sometimes relevant too. Like when in the moment and when in the space of time is that story being told and how does that play into things? I hope this has helped you guys understand a little bit more about the parts of the story. Now, you may be going, well, I'm standing in front of a scene and I'm shooting a scene. You know, what do I do? How do I impart that? And sometimes the scene just has to be shot, right? The story happens in front of you and your job is to transcribe it for the rest of the world. And a lot of this editing piece, a lot of the actual storytelling decisions will come in the editing, as in what photo you choose to tell that story or what series of photos do you choose to tell that story, as well as how do you edit that image? Because we can alter many of these things by how we crop an image or what we choose to cut off and what we choose to leave in. So there's many options for you to impart the parts of your story out into your image. What do you guys think of that?
I love how you compared it to your world of writing and how the comparison between telling a story with words and telling a story with images and how there's a connection there and a flow that is still important to consider. For me, I tell stories a lot of times that are related to individuals and their horse or their family life with their horse and their animals. So I think it's really important, and you said it yourself, this is so true to my nature, but for me, the more prepared I am before the session, the better I'm able to go in and adequately shoot the situation, shoot the scene, shoot the location to tell the story. So I take it upon myself as part of my process with each client to learn as much as I can about them, about their horses, about the barn that they are at or that they own, the house that they live in, their family. I ask a ton of questions up front so that I can really understand the dynamic. So I'll talk to people about, you know, well, tell me about your horse. What do you do together? How do you spend your time together? You know, does your horse have any funny quirks? You know, like I'll ask them all sorts of questions about their relationship with their horse. I'll ask them about the history of the location. So how long have you been at this barn or how long have you owned this property? And wow, it's got a really interesting tree line back there. You know, what's the story? And I'll get the story of the location. Or if it's a barn that they're at, well, tell me about the facility. You know, what type of riding happens here? How long have you been here? And, you know, do you have friends here? And so I really dig deep into the story piece of that, because when I go into the story and I understand where I'm shooting, who I'm shooting, the relationship, I feel like I can tell the story better because I can better set myself up to capture the images that I need to capture to tell that story. I find it really important to sit with them and talk about, so what is the purpose of me being here in the first place? And I think that there are photographers out there that maybe they do online booking, or maybe they don't spend enough time at the beginning getting prepared and getting a background and some history and really understanding the reason they're coming out. And they'll come out to the scene and they'll shoot the scene and they probably do a really beautiful job. But I think if I can come at it from a place of what is the purpose of this shoot and what do I really need to capture here? It's more than capturing a picture of the scene. It's capturing the feeling. It's capturing the history. It's capturing the story. That's really why I think you have to prepare for it. One of the things that I ask all of my clients when we first get connected is I ask, what to you is the most important thing that you want to achieve from this session? Or I'll ask, what is the most important thing that I should capture during our time together? And what I'm really doing here is I'm just establishing their purpose, their why, what that is that we need to shoot. And a lot of times it starts out as we're overdue for family portraits and it's really important to us that we include all of our animals, you know, in our family portrait session. Oh, my daughter's graduating high school and she wants to do her senior pictures with horses because we had a friend that did that and it was really cool. You know, so you get kind of a generic answer. So that's when I feel like as it's our job to dig deeper and to really ask those questions. So if I can ask a mom, I can say, well, oh, great. So she's graduating. That's really exciting. What a special time. Can you tell me what is the most important thing that we capture during this session? That's when they have to stop for a second and think, why am I hiring a photographer to come out? Is it just because I need pretty pictures for the grad announcement? And a lot of times that's when I start to hear, well, you know, she's getting ready to go off to college. She can't take this horse with her. We're going to sell the horse, or the horse is a leased horse, but she's been riding him since she was, you know, 10 years old. And we just want to really document this time in her life when she was a horse crazy kid before she goes off to school and before she graduates and gets a career and marries and has children. And the horses aren't part of her life anymore. And this was such an important place. I want my daughter to look back like I did when I was, you know, when I was in my 40s and look at these pictures and remember the horse girl that I was at that time. That's really meaningful to me. And so then you really start to say, okay, so I'm not here to shoot the pretty pictures. Of course, that's what I'm going to do, but I'm here to tell the story of this horse crazy girl who loved horses. And that's how she spent her time as a senior. So I think it's really important to take the time to dig deep and prepare to tell the story. Then when I get to the scene, I've done my homework. I have a list I put together of things that I think would be great types of shots to get that include, I know Phyllis is going to talk about the components of an image and, you know, that will include all of those components. And I put that list together. I understand the location. I know what spaces we have access to already to shoot in. I know the history of the location. So I think for me, telling the story is more than taking the pictures. It's preparing yourself to tell the story with more understanding. Does that make sense? Or am I just rambling here?
No, it makes perfect sense. Yeah.
And then I think the next step of that is you show up on scene, and this is where Phyllis comes in, but then you have to do the actual work of taking the pictures and creating that story. So Phyllis, I'll let you take it from here.
Like you said, and like Kim already mentioned, a picture does have three main components. So the foreground, the main subject, and the background. And you should always include, it should have depth. It should have layers to it. Just like a story, a writer has a beginning, a main body, and a conclusion. The main subject may be in focus. It's all the other elements that help to build something beautiful and powerful to tell that story. And Carrie really, really brought this one to light here, and just knowing your subject and trying to understand the story from all angles. And this is really helpful. To me, this is a really helpful episode for me personally, because starting to go to, you know, getting into our busy season where we're visiting ranches, and we are telling stories when we go to these ranches. And there's so much to tell because there's so many different layers of all these ranches that we go to, the location, the family, the history, just everything. So I think engage with who you're shooting, you know, with the people that you're going to be shooting. Engage with everyone that's involved. I don't care if it's somebody in the backstory to the front. Just have conversations and listen to their thoughts and gain different perspectives that will help you know your subject and be able to tell that story in a more powerful way. I mean, there's different ways to tell stories. You can tell it with a single image, or you can tell it with multiple shots. So a single image approach, you'll need to focus on capturing that one perfect shot that conveys your entire story. Or you can create a series of shots that will allow you to help the story unfold gradually, like piece by piece, which I think is really cool too. Be sure you include the small details to tell a story in a single frame. Like Kara said, don't just go take a picture of a person. Include their hobbies, their collections, the things and places they love. That could be their dogs, their horses, the location. There's so much to tell to really get into. I don't do, like if you're just doing portrait work, I love that when you tell a story by bringing all the things that they love into the story. Be sure to aim for a lot of variety. You'll need portrait shots, so wide angle shots that show the environment, shots from up high, shots from down low, action shots, zoomed in details, and so much more. All of these perspectives combined will help to tell the whole story. Be sure you're aware of the whole scene in front of you, including the surrounding details, the backdrops, the shadows, the bright areas. I love really thinking about your camera angle. Where the camera is positioned in relation to the subjects and location assist in telling the story. For instance, if the camera is looking down on a character and the character is in a position of weakness and relative, maybe a little bit more kind of inferiority to the viewer and potentially to the other characters, you're telling a story when you're doing that. If the camera's looking up at a character, then to me, that character is placed a little bit more in a kind of superiority or power. That's why I love taking like a wide angle and get down low and take pictures of people or horses. It makes them look so powerful. If you're using a wide angle, you're not doing a confirmation shot. You're telling a story. A tighter shot will tend to be more intimate, whereas a wider shot will give you an overall view. It's what I call an environmental portrait. Blocking is another one. Sometimes I wasn't really sure what blocking is, but they use that term a lot in film. But it's the part of the composition that relates to where the characters and the elements are placed within a scene. You might have a character in the foreground that might be the focal point. They might be in focus. Then you might have other characters in the background. Or you could reverse that and have the character in the background that's in focus, and the ones in the front might be out of focus. You'll have just different position of characters relative to one another is what gives the viewers hints about how they're relating to each other. So think about doing that, using your focal point in a different way. And sometimes you won't always have the opportunity to stage it. If you're if you're at a branding or you're at a ranch, you don't have that opportunity, but still think about in your head how you can use the characters and then the relation to each other to help tell the story. Color is, to me, is a real subtle way to direct the viewer's eye and emotion. There's different colors that tell, like red, you know, can show. It's also a great way to draw attention to your subject, but just different. It also can show anger. I mean, just different ways. There's like green, and a lot of us don't like a lot of green in our pictures, but there's so many different ways to use color to direct the viewer's eye. Lighting, of course, is huge. It's your lighting decisions will help tell the story in a really powerful way. We can't really go through a lot of ways how to do that here, but of course, as photographers, we're always chasing the light. So use that to tell your story. It will help assist the viewer in understanding the story. Sometimes the location can actually be your central character too. But if you're doing a portrait shoot, think about location. It's really, really important. I think props are a hugely important part of visual storytelling. So think about the props that, when I say props, I don't mean like something I'm going to throw in there. It's what that...
You mean details.
Yes. Like the rope or their saddle, just everything. To me, those are... They're part of what your cowboys or what your people already use on scene. But to me, those are really important parts of the storytelling. Be sure you use emotions and human interaction or even equine interaction. And when you get someplace, don't just look at what's going on in front of you. Kind of, you know, check behind you and what's going on behind the scene. Be ready to turn and click the shutter if you sense a special moment unfolding that wasn't in front of your camera. So I think always be aware of your surroundings when you get to a shoot. And don't forget the basics, of course, your settings, your composition, your lighting, as I just talked about. But it's really easy to fall out of touch with your basics, especially if you're first learning to tell a story with pictures. Not that you can't do it, but aperture and shutter speed will also help you to convey the story you're trying to tell. Depth of field, how much you have in focus in an image is really important. A shot with beautiful light, excellent composition, perfect exposure, and a great story. Wow, that to me, that's really how you capture attention. When you have all these components come together at the same time, that's how you really make an image pop to tell that story that you're trying to convey. And do some editing, but not too much. Editing and post-processing, to me, really help play a huge role in storytelling photography. Adjusting the colors and tones and contrasts really can help to create a specific mood and enhance the photo composition and the whole narrative of the image to help convey the story you're trying to get through to your viewer. This has been a great episode for me because I really, some of these things, even though I know, I don't consciously think about them sometimes. So I think this has really been helpful to me personally. So I hope it's helped everybody, our listeners too.
I think that photographers have so much power in storytelling that we don't often think about because it's easier to think about like telling story with words. But as photographers, we can represent the scene in so many different ways. And that's why I think for me, that history piece of it and understanding the history and understanding the background and the why of that is so important because you want to be able to tell the story accurately too. And we could tell, like we could take a picture of a herd of horses and portray it as a horrible roundup, or we could portray it as a beautiful scene of happy mares and foals out on lush grass. You know what I mean? Like there's so much power there. So it's really, I think that's just such an important element of it is really just kind of understanding what you're there to shoot. And, you know, we do these beautiful events and we have these gorgeous scenes all over the US and the photographers come out and they capture incredible images. And I think some of the best ones that are created are when the photographers, they step away from trying to capture every single thing and they take the time to tell the story of a single subject. Or a single horse, or a single mare and foal. And they just take a moment to like change their angles and really think about what they're shooting from their perspective of what's the story that's going to be with this image. I don't know. I just think that more that we talk about that, the better. And I love seeing photographers who do that really well.
I don't think that we realize how much power we have sometimes to tell a story in a good way or a bad way. And when I say bad way, I mean, we can either bring something to awareness to a subject in a good way, or we can bring awareness in a negative way. So I think we have to really think about what we're doing before we put those images out there too. Make sure that we're bringing that story to light in a positive way.
Absolutely. And you're right. We do have a lot more power then sometimes I think that we realize. And I think in the Western lifestyle photography field, there are times that we are not as connected to that as we should be. particularly, we have to remember everybody brings their own life experiences to our images or to our stories. And not everyone has had a experience with the Western lifestyle. And so we need to make sure that the stories that we tell, they reflect the reality of the experience, but they also reflect it from a point of view that someone who has not lived in that lifestyle is able to connect to and understand in a capacity that tells the story that we want to tell with that image. I hope that made sense.
Yep, it did. Yeah,
it does make sense. And Phyllis, I just want to say one more thing about you. I think that when we're, you know, on locations, one of the things that I'm always so impressed with is how good of a job you do understanding the location, like talking to the people that we're photographing, like really getting history. Like you do it so naturally and in such an endearing way that I always find myself like just sitting there listening, and I learn through the conversations that you have with people a lot of times. So that's something I think that you do really well is understanding and you understanding that importance of that. So
thank you, Kara.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking about it when you were talking earlier about the history and stuff. So anyway, well, I think that we've wrapped this episode up pretty well. I hope that we did the subject justice since we had so many people request it on our Instagram and Facebook page. So we want to hear from you guys. Did we do the subject justice? And if there's other topics that you want to hear, keep them coming, because we really do want this podcast to be something that each and every one of you out there can take nuggets of inspiration, can take nuggets of education, can take little pieces away with you at the end of each episode. So thank you so much for joining us today. You can find us online at Cowgirls with Cameras. We're on Instagram and Facebook. We also have a website, cowgirlswithcameras.com, which is the very best place to learn how you can join us at a shoot out in some of these beautiful epic locations that we talk about all the time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cowgirls with Cameras. Don't let the laughter and learning stop here. Join our community on social media and be sure to visit our website for more opportunities to fulfill your photography goals. Head to cowgirlswithcameras.com. That's cowgirlswithcameras.com. See you next time.